weird. Oh,
How do
there it
you
is.
yawn like a ghost?
I did. Okay, sorry, Patreons, you didn't hear this, but I yawned and like when I exhaled, I was like, oh. It's like a ghost howl. Yawning like a ghost.
I'm gonna get out my proton pack on you, bitch.
Oh, so, see, that was another weird ghost yawn, and that was an actual yawn because I was talking about it. All our listeners are yawning right now.
If only we knew somebody who could draw a logo for us of a yawning ghost.
By hand?
Possibly. I mean, I think they're that good.
Oh no. Well, I heard about this person. I heard they drew the Ghostbusters logo. That's not yawning.
But if the ghost was yawning in the Ghostbusters logo, do you think they can change that?
You gotta stop. We gotta stop talking about yawning.
We gotta stop doing that bit.
No more yawns. Yeah, that bit too. That bit's a lot.
Mouthy broadcast, everybody. Hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren. Not gonna yawn.
Not gonna lawn.
Don't want to bore you by talking about yawning.
Roxy hates my laugh. It's fine. It's fine.
So
She's
if you
not
just
our prime
laugh, then she won't
demographic.
put her butthole up in your face. That's a good strategy.
You know what? That's a fantastic idea. If I was just funnier, then my cat would leave me alone. But this is the hand that life has dealt us. Oh, God, we have like a million things, and I don't know which one to start with. Okay, so since I was telling you just before we started the show about this
Yeah.
whole thing with the desk and the IKEA shelves and blah 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 blah. We went to IKEA a couple of weeks ago to buy this furniture. And we also need curtains and all this kind of stuff, like a lot of stuff that we just have neglected to do since we moved in. Like Scott still works from home a lot. He uses the dining room table as his desk during the day, and at a certain point in the afternoon, it's blindingly bright in there. So it's like, okay, while we go to IKEA, we'll check out curtains and stuff. While we're in the curtain section there, I turn around and there's this lady there with her titties hanging out of her jacket
What?
right there at the IKEA. Like, let me see if I can describe to
Okay.
you what this outfit looks like.
All
But
right.
she was dressed way too fucking sexy for an IKEA. So she's wearing like a long coat. I believe it had like fur trim on the front.
And a short skirt underneath said long
No,
jacket.
not this time. This was neither Kitty nor Karen. She was wearing like a black, I want to say it was kind of like a jumpsuit with like a boot cut kind of a leg. But
Okay.
the main thing was, and she was wearing heels with it. Her hair looked very nice. The main thing was like the top of this jumpsuit thing was completely open, like here. I can't describe where this is.
The
It's
sternum?
all the way down to the waist.
Oh,
It
to the
was
belt.
just like,
Okay, so like that green J-Lo dress.
yeah.
That famous green J-Lo V-neck to the belly button.
Right. So
Okay.
I couldn't see whether or not like the arms were covered on this because she had this fur-lined coat over top. It was like a kind of like a trench coat length kind of thing.
Okay.
But like titties clearly hanging out, probably like look, I'm not just jealous, but probably taped up because they weren't even moving. Either they were taped up
Yeah.
or they were like
Or
some
they're like just
hardcore
fake.
silicone.
Yeah.
Because like titties naturally just move when you walk around,
Right.
and
So if they're not natural.
yeah, they can defy gravity and defy the laws of physics and just kind of like stay in place when you're not wearing a bra. You're clearly not wearing a bra because there's like about 6 to 8 inches of completely bare skin running right. from her neck all the way down to her waist. And I couldn't stop staring because I was like, again, way too fucking sexy to be walking around IKEA.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even figure out like who this lady was and why she ended up in this predicament of shopping for curtains, like while she's dressed way too sexy. Like,
what time was this? What time of day?
I want to say it was like 4 or 5 o'clock because we went and ate dinner right afterwards. You know, it's so, not like she was at a party, like an evening right. party. I guess she could have been on her way to the evening party.
That's what I was thinking, was on her way to some kind of holiday evening party. And hear me out here, because here's what I've heard happens at certain types of holiday parties. Right. I was told by someone I knew who worked at a law firm that everybody would show up at this party, no spouses. All right. Leave your spouse at home night. And everybody had the goal, not everybody, but many women who worked for the law firm had the goal of looking as sexy as possible so they could sleep with one of the partners for the evening and then have leverage to get whatever they wanted.
See,
for the rest of the year.
For some reason, and my brain went to stripper, but I think she was even too nice for, she was like a high class stripper or like an escort.
what this person told me was that there was a woman who was like a paralegal and wore a blazer with nothing under it.
Yes. That
and
was
it
the
was
vibe.
Her goal of the night to just bag a partner for the evening.
I think you fucking hit the nail on the head. Like, because that was, this was a very, like, she wasn't just dressed like she was about to go to the club later. She was dressed like to fucking get laid or like to impress and to get money from somebody who was dumb and rich and has a dick.
Perhaps she was given a hall pass for the evening. And, or maybe she's a single lady. She don't need no man. She's her own woman.
Right. She just wants to dress how she wants.
But she's got a goal, and it's, and for whatever reason, she had to stop off at IKEA before
that's
she
could.
That's
what gets me.
Yeah, that's what we're at here. She had to go to IKEA first.
And so I meant to say something because, like, one of my favorite things is to people watch, but it was very quiet in there at the time. Like, you know how, like, you're in IKEA and, like, it comes and goes in waves? Like, you'll be completely alone for a good 5 minutes, and all of a sudden there's, like, 50 people around you. And we were at a time that was pretty much quiet other than Miss Titties over here. And I wanted to be to go to Scott and be like, why is she dressed like that at IKEA? What is going on?
My God, do you see the woman who looks like a hooker?
Look at her titties.
There's some titties over there, Scott. Did you see the titties? Titties, 12 o'clock. So, you're like the guy on top of the Titanic yelling about the iceberg. Titties, straight ahead.
Yes, that's exactly what it was like. I remember vividly, like, walking around the corner, like, you know, we're looking for a certain type of bar. I go around the corner and it was just like, oh. And I walked back and I was going to tell him, like, go look over there. But, like, people walked up and I couldn't say, like, go look at the lady with the titties. So I was like, okay, let's go over here. And then people like were right around us and I didn't want other people. I didn't want to cause a scene. I don't want everybody to like.
Are you telling me that Scott didn't get to gaze at these titties?
Well, I did ask him later. I was like, oh, I forgot to point it out to you. I never got a chance. Did you see the lady with the titties? Or I think I said, did you see the stripper at IKEA? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Well, and then that's another thing. Like, it's not like Scott wants to go stare at her titties when he's with you. Like, he's not trying to make that kind of a scene in IKEA.
Right. Right.
Like, And I don't know how, I mean, I know you guys are fairly open, and I don't mean like open. Yeah. I just mean like your understanding of like, you know, like your understanding of like, if there's somebody, you know, dressed provocatively, the other one's going to be like, oh my God, look at that.
Exactly. You know? I mean, yeah. How could you not, honestly?
But I've known couples who, if the guy pointed that out to the girl would be furious that he was looking. And I've even known couples where even just the two of them were there and the girl thought he looked at it, the girl would be furious. Uh-huh.
They probably share Facebook accounts.
No comment.
So we got to share that moment of like, yeah, there was definitely like, why was she like that? And we couldn't figure it out. We're just like, yeah, man, maybe a stripper or something. Yeah,
why would you have to go to IKEA first? You're clearly set out to get some dick.
I mean, she doesn't have the money from the law partner yet. So she's got to get the stylish, affordable furnishings at IKEA first. So
yeah, that was just the only time in her day.
Right.
Was I have to dress this way and then I have to stop at IKEA.
On my way.
And then I'm on my way to get that dick.
Yeah, it was definitely a very weird time to see somebody dressed like that. So it definitely stood out as like, okay, this is happening.
Well, at least she had the coat on, but she didn't have the coat closed.
Right. I think she was trying to be very modest at the IKEA. Like, that was the vibe. I felt like she didn't mean to be walking around with her titties hanging out. It just, she happened to, like, have stopped to, like, look at something, and she was, like, holding a thing, and you can't, like, hold your jacket
and whoops,
closed.
There's my titties. I guess the jacket didn't button or zip or
no
belt.
Like, it didn't look like it had any of that. It was just one of those fancy, like, I don't know, just a nice coat with some fur on it. The boots with the fur. She didn't have boots with the fur. She had a coat with the fur. So, yeah.
The heels, stilettos, or just like a normal pump?
I don't think I look past the titties, honestly.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I wouldn't have either.
I feel like it was the type of outfit, too, that like you couldn't even see the shoes really that well. Like, it was just like, it was like the, like a pantsuit and a little black dress had a baby together, you know?
Okay. No, I get it. I get it. I'm with you. I'm with you. If only we knew.
Nope. So if IKEA, you're the lady.
But I definitely feel like the whole plan was IKEA, then dick.
IKEA, then dick. Yes. If you're the lady shopping at IKEA that day in Norfolk, Virginia,
call
please
us.
Let us know. Yeah. Call us 757-541-CUNT. We want to know
perplexed.
What that dick was like. Did you get that dick?
Did you get that dick? Did you get that dick? And did you get those curtains?
I would also love to hear other theories from listeners on why she was doing this.
Yeah, because this is mysterious. Have you ever dressed for dick and then hit up the IKEA? I want to know. I want to know your stories.
We report, you decide.
I wish that John Quinones from What Would You Do was there. Hi, John Quinones, what would you do? Well, I gotta ask, why the titties out in IKEA? What were you thinking back there? Need these curtains, huh?
I was just thinking that I
need the curtains more than they need the dick, obviously.
Well, I have some neighbors who like to stare at my titties, and so I needed to buy these curtains to cover up the windows.
That's a great theory. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Oh, God. So, back on the topic of getting the house fixed up from 6 months ago we moved in. I think I've mentioned before that this house was at one point, it was a fixer-upper. It was bought by somebody who flipped it. There used to be, like, a lot of trash in the backyard. Like, if you look at the Bing Maps, if you look at different, like, aerial views on different map sites, you see different stages of this house in its clusterfuck state. It was in terrible shape before. Somebody comes and flips it, all new appliances, fixes it up here and there. The people who owned it before us only lived here like a year and a half, something like that. They weren't living here long enough to do anything with it. So the people before the flipper bought it had a big, trashy, above-ground pool. They did some kind of questionable landscaping. I don't know who built the deck a little bit too high off the ground without a step. Because, like, I'm 5'2", and I fucking feel like I'm, like, a little kid climbing onto a chair whenever I go off the deck. A couple weeks ago, I decided to go outside and just randomly start doing yard work. I think I briefly mentioned this before I got the booster, because my body was still sore from this yard work when I got the booster. So it just extended the length of misery for a few days. There's this nice flower bed behind one of the windows, and it needed to be weeded out. But then there was also like a rotten tree stump. And this is, mind you, like right behind the house, underneath the deck. When they built this deck, they built it over a rotten tree stump. like, I mean literally fucking like rotten out. Scott ended up taking a pickaxe and chopped this fucking thing up and pulled it out of the ground. May have fractured his finger when he was doing this.
Yeah, that sounds like a really awful chore.
Yeah.
How close to the edge? Like, how was he able to get under there?
It's kind of like right at the edge of the deck. So you can see half of it sticking out. He kind of just hacked at it until it fell apart. And then
somebody
pull out
definitely should have dug out that stump before building the deck.
Yes, absolutely.
That definitely contributed it to it rotting.
Yes. So I'm stepping back on and off the deck as we're doing all this work in just that section. And I step down and something stabs me in the fucking foot, like hard.
Oh, no.
It's not sharp, but it feels like I stepped on a giant rock. And I look at the ground and it's an old wooden post from the old deck that had been there. They just left it kind of half hanging out of the dirt about that far off the ground. And it went right to the arch of my foot.
Ow.
But here was the thing, and I really meant to go take a picture of this so I could show you and put this on the video as we're talking about it. There was a couple things that we discovered in the backyard. So for one thing, whoever cleaned up the backyard just took all the trash and all the rocks from the landscaping and all the bricks and all this bullshit and threw it behind the shed. There's about like 2 feet, 2 or 3 feet between the shed and the fence on like in the corner over there. And it's filled with like slate chunks and bricks and overgrown weeds and all kinds of nasty shit. We're like, we'll deal with it like maybe late winter into spring, like when it's nice and it's not, you know, terrible weather. But I find this post, and somehow it led to me finding a piece of plastic that had been buried in the ground. And we start using the pickaxe and the shovels, and like it's becoming a game of Minecraft in real life. There was a creeper, you know, blew up, zombies. We took care of all that. But there's a tree in the backyard, and at some point they had put like some plastic edging around the tree and made like a flower bed under it.
Okay.
And then dirt and grass just grew up over it. And now this border, this plastic border is just, you know, it's buried. Roots were going over it. We're having to chop tree roots out. And then Scott's daughter is out back practicing volleyball, as she does. And she steps on something sharp. And she goes, "Dad, there's some metal out here buried in the yard." And he goes out there. And We're still not sure what it was, but he ends up like unearthing these long strips of metal that came out from the deck to about, I feel like it was about like 10 feet out, buried just under the surface. And it's rusty, and it's like about like a quarter inch thick slabs of metal. And there's two of them. It looked like somebody put train tracks under the fucking dirt.
So somebody did the kid need to get a tetanus shot, or it was just like, no, didn't fine. Break the skin.
She okay. walked it off. Yeah. No, it didn't break the skin. It was just,
okay.
Again, I think it just was just weird, one of those things like, yeah, yeah. Like she probably felt like the same as when I stepped on the post. It like was just gotcha. Like, oh shit. Like that yeah. hurt. It felt like a rock.
So these were like 10 feet long.
Yes.
These, what the fuck?
If you look out of our back window and look down at the ground, this is the part I wish I'd taken a picture of.
Yeah.
You can see where he dug this up, and it's just these like trenches.
What
like,
the hell?
It legit looks like a fucking train track was buried in the backyard. I'm like, did somebody actually play Minecraft in our backyard?
I was thinking maybe it maybe had something to do with that old above ground pool or something, like some kind of a like strut oh, underneath it. But no, it doesn't sound too. Like that.
We found pieces of the pool, like, oh yeah, digging out from around the post. There was blue pieces of plastic, you know, just that thin, that yeah. base of the plastic.
Yeah.
There was pool noodle pieces that were buried Ew. Under the dirt. There was so much. I was like, I feel like I'm doing white trash archaeology. There's just...
Did Harrison Ford show up and look at those metal pieces and say, it belongs in a museum?
He absolutely did. And we tried to throw it out, and the city was like, no, that belongs in the
it
museum.
It belongs in a museum.
We can't take it. So we dropped it off at a museum. It's all good.
Museum of White Trash, History of Virginia Beach.
Yes. I mean, like, I'm terrified to... We're eventually going to have to, like... go out there and till the soil and just tear the entire yard up and replant.
Because who the hell knows what else is out there?
Yeah. Who the
that
fuck knows?
That's weird. That's real weird, that metal stuff.
Yes. It's kind of creepy if you look at it from above. Like, it like somebody cut into the yard and there was two pieces of, and like, why is that shit there?
So I do know one thing. Not this mm-hmm. isn't an explanation for that, so it really isn't related at all.
That's fine.
the house that we moved into when I was 10, so this was 30 years ago. My parents had it built in a newer subdivision. It was a new subdivision at that time. There weren't a lot of other houses around, and my parents had a pool put in the summer after we moved in. And the company came out to dig for the pool, and they used a bulldozer thing, and they unearthed all this trash, and it smelled like a garbage dump for a week, like as they're digging. And it turns out 30 years ago, I don't know if they still do this, but the builders who used to build houses would just put a big trash pile in the back, just bury the trash behind where they built the house.
I'm surprised. And it's funny, like when we called the city and they said they didn't actually say this belongs yeah. in a museum. Spoiler alert. That's not what happened. They said, we don't take construction equipment. Like he told
me. And you're like, but we don't know what it is.
Right. We said it was left by the previous owners of the house.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't take it. So we just had a box that we had to throw out anyway. And we're like, can you take this box? And they're like, okay. And we put it in the box. I don't know how he got these long ass pieces of metal into it, but I think it was kind of flexible and he's just going to like,
okay,
pick it up and put it in, shoved it into this giant box. Yeah.
Get like one of those Sawzalls or something.
Yeah.
Cut it up, dump it in your trash can.
So we got to like, we're going to get a tiller and just tear up the yard and see what the fuck else we find. Probably some crack pipes and shit.
Weird.
Judging by what
some
else.
Weird shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
What a weird fucking house. It's humid. there's holes like in the ductwork. It's just questionable. There's yeah, we found out from one of our neighbors that it used to be like infested with rats and stuff too, so Like our shed was infested with rats. There was rats in the attic and all this kind of stuff.
It's a good thing you have two cats.
Right.
My mom called me.
This bitch ain't gonna catch a rat.
My mom brought over this box of old stuff that was mine from when I lived in Virginia Beach, and it's been in my mom's basement since I moved here, like moved to Fredericksburg like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's been 12 or 13 years since I moved to the city. It's been 5 years since I moved out of her house, almost six. And she brought over this tub of stuff. It's in like a Rubbermaid container. She's like, oh, here, this is some of your old stuff. And she called me like 2 days later. She's like, you haven't worn any of those things, have you? Did you wear any of it? I said, well, there was a shirt that I found in there, but I washed it I wore it. She's like, good. Because we have a mice infestation.
Like, oh.
What?
Gross.
She's like, I don't think there were any mice in there, but just in case, just be careful. I was like, you want to borrow a cat?
We got plenty.
I was like, we got enough cats. Like, you put a couple of those cats in your basement. They'll take care of that right away. But they called an exterminator. They were taking care of it. There was like poison out and stuff. So she's like, we absolutely can't borrow a cat right now.
Yeah, no shit.
But yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. So it's been another adventure in owning a house.
I hope those mice don't come back for you, but or those rats. But if they do, you got them cats.
Yeah. Ugh. Like I said, this bitch ain't right here. She ain't gonna fucking catch any rats. She's a fucking pussy.
They say that they just stay away though. Like the cats or the rats smell the scent of the urine and they're like
that's why they're pissing repelled. All over the place. They're just protecting us.
They're protecting you. And then, you know, some rats they smell the scent of a feline and they're like, ooh-wah.
Ooh-wah. Lauren, I love you.
Oh,
did you say poop?
No, I didn't say poop. Okay.
we can't steal
other
that bit.
People's bits. We can't do other podcast bits. What
listen
is this?
Freedom. We're stealing their bit blatantly. So,
I was going to ask if you saw the new Trixie show that's out. The Drag Queen of the Universe. Mm-mm. Or something like that. There's a new drag queen competition show on Paramount Plus. Trixie and Michelle Visage are the hosts, along with Michelle Williams and not Michelle Williams, Jesus Christ, Vanessa Williams.
I almost said Vanessa Williams is a joke, and I was like, wait, that might be the real answer.
That's who it is, Vanessa. I can't believe I called her Michelle Williams. Oh, man. Pissing off Destiny's Child and Vanessa Williams at the same time. and Leona Lewis, who she's a pop singer and she was on The X Factor a long time ago. But these drag queens actually sing. They don't just lip sync.
Oh, okay.
So they come out there and do a musical performance and then get critiqued.
I saw a clip of this and I didn't know where it was from. I thought it was like maybe Drag Race UK and I haven't watched any of the new season of that or whatever. But I guess there was like a really funny bit between Michelle Visage and Trixie where Michelle
about
was
white
saying,
eyeliner.
No, it was like somebody was off key and she's like, but when you started to relax and you eased into it and everything felt very natural. And Trixie's like, oh, Michelle. And she just kept making these innuendos even worse. Like, I'm not even spoiling it. It just kept getting worse and worse. And I guess Graham Norton is on it also.
Yeah, Graham Norton's the host. We only watched one episode. It's fine. The thing is, I really don't like, they can sing okay, but like nobody has a voice that like blows you away and nobody has drag that blows you away. It's kind of one of those in-between shows.
Gotcha.
But I want to watch it just for Trixie and Michelle in general.
Right, right.
There was a scene where Michelle was reading one of the queens and told her, I don't like white eyeliner, telling her makeup didn't look right. And Trixie was like, oh, for shame. How dare you? Like,
your makeup is terrible.
Yeah, right, right. So
I'm sure you saw at some point in the past couple of weeks the the Sharon Marie Callender memes.
Holy shit. This fucking Sharon shit.
Now, I noticed something kind of interesting that came out of this. I first saw that post on somebody's Facebook page. Somebody reshared it and said, don't look at the original post. Just look at the comments. They're hilarious. And I was like, I know you. And I don't normally take your word for what I would consider hilarious. So I kind of looked at it and it honestly annoyed me more than anything else. And then literally like 2 hours later, somebody else shared the exact same thing. It was Florida Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Shared the exact same thing with a bunch of memes that came out of the Marie Callender thing. And I thought it was the most hilarious fucking thing I'd seen all day.
All right. So this is my introduction to Sharon's Thanksgiving pie. Okay.
Okay.
For people who don't know, all right, here's what happened. A woman burned her pie, her Marie Callender's pie.
Her actual pie, not her.
Yeah, not her hair pie or yeah. So this woman posted a picture of the burned pie on Marie Callender's Facebook page and said, thanks, Marie Callender's, you ruined Thanksgiving. So she puts this on Marie Callender's mm-hmm. Facebook page. And then, of course, she gets like made fun of for burning mm-hmm. her pie and blaming Marie Callender's. And I saw this post like Thanksgiving weekend. It was either right. Black Friday, the day yes. after. I saw this post. And I saw the thing where people were like, read the comments. Oh.
Yeah.
So I go to read the comments. Some of them were funny.
Yes.
But it quickly devolved into just like a bunch of ridiculous boomer memes.
Yes.
All thinking that they were hilarious for making yes. fun of Sharon. And then shit like, oh, somebody Photoshop this into this, please. Like, yes. wouldn't that be funny? I was awake reading this. So this was, I remember now. It was Thanksgiving night because I had a glass of iced tea with Thanksgiving dinner and the caffeine kept me up all night.
Ah, okay.
And I was scrolling through my Facebook and I like kept Matt awake going, okay, look at this one. All right, look at this one. And what I was doing was laughing at the stupid boomer memes.
Yes. Because it was terrible. It wasn't that funny to begin with.
And there was finally one that I said, now I don't remember what it was, but I showed it to Matt and he started laughing. He was like, okay. But he was also just furious with me because I was keeping him awake.
You're keeping him awake with these terrible memes. Like you want him to suffer with you.
Like, and like the ones with the fire alarm, Sharon's oven timer.
I think the one that really got me was it was a screenshot of Beyonce at the Super Bowl when she was doing the halftime, and you know the people would screenshot her like she's a beautiful woman,
right?
But there was a couple of really terrible screenshots of her, and she's like, and her hair,
yeah, with that face,
back.
Yes, I remember those. Yeah,
when Sharon opens her oven to check on the pie. And I was like, okay, see, this is funny. All that bullshit in the comments was not fucking hilarious, boomer.
Did you see the one that Freak posted in our Discord with the Tasha Yar thing?
No.
So I saw that one a couple days ago and had saved it. And I was waiting to show Matt and I forgot to show him. But then Freak happened to post it in our Discord group. And it's... it's the picture of, do you remember how Tasha Yar died in Star Trek with that mm-hmm. goo monster? Mm-hmm. So it's a scene with her trying to blast it with a phaser. And it says, as a lifelong Star Trek fan, I will never forgive Sharon's burnt pie for killing Tasha Yar.
Good
yeah.
One. Good one.
Good one. Good one.
So, but
I'm Larry Nemechek and I approve that post.
Hi, I'm Larry Nemechek. So, Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, the whole thing that came out of it for me was like, I was like, why is it that when this person shared it, I was immediately primed to be like, this isn't funny. And some of the shit was funny, some of it wasn't. I was just like, I don't think any of it's
Because
funny because
when that
no one's
person
supposed to.
shared it, they thought the boomer memes were funny. When Justin shared it, he saw the irony in the boomer memes being ridiculous.
But he was also sharing the better memes with it too.
Gotcha.
You
Okay.
know?
Because there were a few that were good.
But I think I've noticed that this has happened before where like I know that Florida Justin is funny. And if he posts some shit like that, I'm more likely to laugh at it than the person who I don't trust their sense of humor. Let's just put it that way. That's all I gotta say about that.
All right, Forrest Gump. Did you ever finish watching Sex and the City when you were doing your watch?
No.
No. Are you
No.
gonna watch the new thing?
No, it's already spoiled anyway, and I don't
Oh,
care.
okay. Good. I was gonna make fun of it. Which obviously you got the spoiler, so you know what I was gonna make fun of because it was the first thing I said when I watched it. What's funny about Sex and the City is like I watched enough of it to know it, to get the story. I never saw any of the movies. But who in my household do you think has seen every single episode multiple times
Matt.
and watched all the movies? Of
Matt.
course. Who?
Exactly. Like I went
So.
into Sex and the City knowing that she made a choice between these two guys, and the two guys that she chose between, I was already mad at her before I started watching the show.
Because you could tell who she should have chosen just from hearing them, hearing about them.
Absolutely. Plus, being the fact that like John Corbett was like on my top 10 celebrity list since I was 11 years old, like I was already pissed off at her. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch the show, but whatever. I was super bored, and then I just kind of fell off of it, and I was like, I don't care. Like, I get it. It was a fun show. I don't feel like I need to go back to it, and I don't want to see that. I don't want to see her make terrible choices anymore. I'm fine.
Like not calling an ambulance.
Right.
So if you want to watch the new Sex and the City series and you haven't seen the first episode yet, like just fast forward maybe 30 seconds or something. I'm not going to talk about it much. The second he starts talking about his Peloton ride, I look at Matt and I go, he's going to fucking die during that Peloton ride. He's going to have a fucking heart attack. And he's like, what? What? I'm like, come on. Come on, because it was so clear they were talking about aging and this and that and getting older and like where, I was like, that's what the whole series is going to be about. They're facing their own mortality. And so I called it. Sure enough, there it comes. So like we're waiting for it to happen, just waiting.
You spoil it for yourself by thinking
Right.
about the plot for half
But
a
then it
second.
shows the scene when he dies, like he's going to get in the shower. He has his phone in his hand. He texts her to say, I want to meet you for a drink tonight. He's going to get in the shower, and all of a sudden he clutches his arm. He throws his phone into the shower. But he's sitting there holding his arm until she walks into the house. She gets there, finds him. They make eye contact. Like there's He was aware enough to sit there holding his arm. He couldn't yell out, "Hey Siri." Uh-oh, I better not say it because this could happen. But you know what I mean? Like you call to your mobile assistant and say, "Call 911." Like, hello.
Why?
And then she gets in there, grabs him or whatever, and just watches him die in her arms. So the whole joke online is, why the fuck don't you know how to call an ambulance, Carrie?
She's too busy thinking about how she's going to write a blog about it later.
And
And
also,
just like that.
if you don't know, she was wearing her wedding shoes that night. Like Big makes a comment when she's leaving the house that she's in these wedding shoes, and he's like, "Oh, your wedding shoes, I love them." He's like half in the shower when she finds him. So when she grabs him, her legs go into the shower and she ruins her wedding shoes.
God, Jesus Christ.
Which they make that like, you should just be calling 911. And it's also like, You can't take off your shoes before you jump in the shower to, you know, like, come on. It was all, I mean, if you're not going to bother calling 911, you would at least be that shallow that you'd be more concerned about your shoes,
you
right?
You think so.
Yeah.
But
also, she was wearing this stupid fucking hat. And
you know what?
The
That's
opening
what it
scene.
The hat made her stupid.
The hat made him have a heart attack.
The hat
but
just
I
made
saw
her not think about 911.
When
she
I
forgot.
Pulled up my when I
everybody's
pulled
been saying never forget and she forgot.
Forgot 911. 911. When I pulled up the picture of the Tasha Yar meme, it was this. So did you see Carrie's stupid hat in that picture?
Jesus. Yes.
So it's a picture of Carrie in her stupid ass outfit next to E.T. when he was dressed as a girl.
Uh-huh.
And it says who wore it better.
this is
apparently
the episode where we talk about memes.
So what the hell's the actor's name?
Chris Noth.
Yeah, him. He did a Peloton commercial that ended with Peloton actually prolongs your life. It, you know.
they have to do penance for
right. Well, like Peloton had
you
to like release a tweet.
Die if you right. use this.
Right. Yeah. Peloton like released a tweet like with Big's lifestyle, it's thought that the Peloton actually prolonged his life. Like also, one thing that nobody is talking about is that there was a scene with Miranda that was the most cringiest Karen out of touch white privilege thing ever, which that was the point of it. Like they were trying to show that Miranda was that out of touch, but it's like, why would Miranda be that out of touch? It didn't make sense for her character.
I mean, but maybe if it was Charlotte. That's like her whole gimmick is that she's privileged and out of touch.
We're like, Miranda is privileged and woke.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that was kind of the point is that even if you think you're woke and think you're doing the right thing, you can still be privileged and out of touch.
Yep. Especially right, when you turn into an old ass boomer.
We're done talking about Sex in the City now.
I think we're just done. It's been another hour. We're done.
Oh, good.
Good.
We did it.
I don't
we
want to
did
talk
it.
Anymore. Yay. Yes.
I like Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes.
Hope you had a great Christmas.
Yes. And I don't know. New Year's resolutions or something.
No.
That's what we're supposed to talk about, right? Everybody talks about New Year's resolutions.
What was your favorite part of 2021, Jenny?
Not dying.
Yeah, me too. No, cool. I traveled again. I went to Denver and I went to Nashville. I traveled again. It was great.
Getting
I went to
house.
Florida too. I also
getting
went to
house.
Florida. You got a house.
Yes. That was definitely the best part. Otherwise, like I honestly, 2021 has felt like a complete blur that goes right into 2020. I legitimately do not know what happened in 2020 versus 2021 sometimes, other than was it before or after house?
I had to. Oh, Hugh Laurie, he's great.
It's not lupus. That's my favorite part. I didn't get lupus.
I actually had to think about it. My big birthday party was 2021, and that was a major highlight of my life. Not even
nice.
Just a year. Because seeing you, it honestly, aww, like seeing you there was like the thing that was like, you're here? Even you're here? It was really emotional. And
because I'm so used to disappointing you.
No, you never disappointed me. Because it was a school night.
It's true.
You drove all the way to Ashland on a school night.
But that's what I'm talking about with like saying yes to things. I feel like in the last episode of, you know, going to New Orleans or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I needed to say yes to it.
Yeah.
And honestly, like when Matt asked me about it, I was like, yeah, sure, of course. Yeah. And I didn't realize it was a school night. And then I'm like, I'm not going to take it back. Even if I wanted to, I would be like, yeah, it's, I was like, okay, sure. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Well, we hope that everybody had a wonderful 2021 and
absolutely,
that your 2022 is beautiful and full of light and love and
say yes to life.
Live, laugh,
a wise
love
woman said that to me once. And then we sat around a weird party at a pool. Because I said yes to life. Jesus Christ. I got to stop before I start just, you know, saying random shit. Or my, ow, you motherfucker.
Oh, her cat's attacking her again.
Yeah. She likes to use my legs as a scratching post.
I assume it was your cat attacking you. Because you just got... you looked off camera down to your feet. Maybe you were just really mad at your foot.
Just started spouting obscenities. That seems like a normal Sunday for me. Hi, Roxy. She's telling me it's time to go. Our producer is saying it's time to end this show.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
All right. We're Mouthy Broadcast. We're at legionofstupid.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. And you can call us at 757-541-CUNT. We'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
There she is.
She's back. The butthole is back.
I was going to say, where's that butthole?
Roxy, show him your butthole. Show him your butthole like a stripper at IKEA.